It is the News Hour, bringing you all the latest news stories from a Christian perspective. I'm Anna, and Anthony from the newsroom is here as well. Now, next up, a story about a Christian magistrate.
Yes, a Christian magistrate's been reprimanded after he said gay adoption was not in the best interests of a child. Richard Page, this is, has been told to undergo equality training after he said his Christian faith led him to believe a young person would be better with a mother and a father. Now, the Lord Chancellor and the Lord Chief Justice have said this is discriminatory against same-sex couples. Well, Mr. Page is being represented by the Christian Legal Centre, and Chief Executive Andrea Minichiello-Williams joins me now. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
You obviously think this decision to reprimand him is wrong. Tell us why.
I think we live in extraordinary times when the Lord Chief Justice and the Lord Chancellor both say that it's serious misconduct on the part of Richard Page to say that a young and a vulnerable child needs a mother and a father, that that's discriminatory. And of course, in one sense of the word, it is discriminatory. It means to make a difference. And what Mr. Page felt in this particular situation was that this young child should be placed with a mother and a father. He himself comes from a background of mental health. He's worked in mental health for all of his professional life. He has been on the bench for some 15 years. And he came to the conclusion that this would be the best for the child because of everything that he's seen over the course of his life. And of course, also informed by his Christian faith.
But he is representing the law, and the law is that gay people are entitled to adopt and should be treated the same as straight people. So he shouldn't be able to decide what he wants the law to be, though, should he?
Well, he's not really deciding what the law should be, because the law in family matters such as this, and when it comes to adoption, says that the child's interests are of paramount importance. That's in the Family Law Act. It undergirds everything. So what he is considering is what is in the best interests of this little child that comes before him. And what does he say? Something surely that can't be that controversial. That the best interest of this child, the paramount interest of this child, is that he or she should be raised with a mother and a father. And you see, what we had here was a reality that he was with three magistrates. He was one of three. And the child was placed with the same-sex couple. He dissented. This was all done in secret, behind closed doors. And what should happen next? He was reported for holding such a view. And then what next? He was removed from the family bench because his views were considered of serious misconduct. That is a very serious situation for a person in public office to find themselves in. If we're to be Christians in public office and to hold views such as marriages between a man and a woman and children need a mum and a dad, and to really state those views flowing from compassion and love and kindness and best interests and things that are good for people, if we're to hold those views, we can find ourselves in trouble, as he did.
But what about, you know, as Anthony said, you know, it is within the confines of the law. A couple comes forward, they tick all the boxes, they have all the right credentials, they will love that child, they have the best intentions for that child. It's very difficult then to contravene that, given that that's the law in our country.
But it's the deliberate deprivation of a mother to that little child. That's very serious. And if he is considering the law can say that same-sex couples must be considered in the same way as other couples. If Mr. Page is looking at all the evidence and looks at this child and says that in the best interest of this child he needs a mum and a dad, then he is perfectly within his rights, within the law, to say the best consideration for this child is this. Even if these two men tick all of these boxes, what does this child need? In a sense, nothing's ever going to change Mr. Page's mind or come to my mind in saying that a child needs a mother and father. What does that mean? Does that mean we're to be out of public office? Does that mean that we're not to say these things? That Christians can't be magistrates who hold those views?
Let me read you a statement from the Judicial Conduct Investigations Office, because it said, the Lord Chancellor and Lord Chief Justice consider that this amounted to serious misconduct, as you said, and that Mr. Page should have recused himself from the matter. So why couldn't he have done that then? Why couldn't he have said, I can't make a decision on this because I'm not unbiased and I have my own Christian faith that would mean that I would be going against what the law says? Why couldn't he have removed himself from that?
First of all, he'd have been willing to. Secondly, let's just get this clear, that he was on a panel of three and he was in a minority, and the child got placed with the same-sex couple. I think that's very sad, actually, but that's actually what in this situation, but that's actually what happened. For him to be then mocked, a man who's done good and done right throughout his life, who gives it of his time to the public, for them him to be labelled in this way as having done something that is serious in conduct, and then to be ordered to go on equality training in order to what? To think straight? To think right? That's a very serious place that we're getting to. And when the highest members of the legal profession are ordering equality training so that you think right, so that you think that everything is equivalent, so that you think that the best interest of a child will be served even if the child is intentionally deprived of a mother or intentionally deprived of a father, that is a very serious place for us to be in as a nation, for us to be in terms of the welfare of our children, the welfare of adoption services and fostering. If the viewpoint of Mr. Page is excluded from the space, is viewed as wrong thinking, is viewed as thinking that needs to be rectified in some way, then what will happen? I suggest that in the long term, what will happen is damage to the family, to families at large.
But it does take me back to my original point, though, that the law is the law, and he is not there to say, well, I think the law should be this. So, I mean, do you not think that the Lord Chancellor and the Lord Chief Justice are correct in saying that what he has done is serious misconduct? Because he has told, this is the law, gay people are to be treated the same as straight people, and he has gone into this discussion and said, well, I don't think they should be.
The law is the law, and he was applying the law, and he was considering the child's best interests. And when he was considering the child's best interests, he said, quite, there's a conflict of law. It's not the same. Two mums or two dads can never be the same as a mum and a dad. Because a mum and dad will raise a child in complementary roles. And we need to keep on saying that as Christians. We need to keep on proclaiming God's blueprint, God's beautiful model for the flourishing of family. Because when we hold families intact, and when we promote families, and when we have the opportunity to place a vulnerable child in a loving home with a mum and dad, that brings hope to the child. Not the intentional deprivation of a critical role, whether it be of mother or father in that child's life. And we need to keep on saying that. And so long as we can stay within the law, see, note what's happened here. Mr. Page, we will argue, was absolutely within the law because he was applying the best. Because we have to think about the child here. It's not the adult's wants. It's what's best for the vulnerable child. Not an adult's rights, but what's best for the vulnerable child.
But so well, we also then have of many hundreds of happy children who live with same-sex couples, don't we?
We don't really. We haven't got many studies in terms of outcomes with same-sex couples. But I think that's a untried experiment. We don't know about the outcomes for children that are growing up. We haven't yet had a first generation through on that to really understand the outcomes. But what we do know generally by multiple studies from across the globe over decades of research is that children do best when they are raised by a married mum and dad. That's how they do. They would do best at school. They do best in terms of social outcomes, in terms of integration. Now, that's not to say that ideal can always be realised. There are all sorts of situations that we find ourselves in life that may mean that doesn't happen. And that's where the church comes in, because we want to provide hope and restoration and reconciliation and family. And that's the great thing that the church can bring. But what we need to do as a church is model the vibrancy and the beauty that is God's blueprint for living, which starts with, we are made in the image of God, man and woman. We're born into a family, and then we leave and cleave at the point of marriage, a man and a woman, then to have children within that beautiful construct and to look after them. That's how children flourish. That's how they do best. And Mr. Page believed that and has got into trouble for saying so.
Can I ask them what's next in proceedings?
We are waiting to today. Mr. Page has gone to have his chat with regard to his equality training. And we're waiting on the outcome for that. But most surely, if he is removed from the bench, that's very serious. If he's removed, well, he already has been removed from the bench. But if they don't see that he is fit to be a magistrate, then we will certainly take that case forward, and we'll take it as far as we need to go in order to advocate on behalf of his freedom to believe that a child needs a mum and a dad, and also, of course, to act in the best interests of children everywhere who need mums and dads.
Okay, Angie, we will have to leave it there because we are way over time, but we could talk about this all day. Thank you very much for coming to speak to us. It's a very interesting discussion. That's Andrea Manichello-Williams from the Christian Legal Centre there.